In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, peace, and truth be yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Greetings, President Wenthe, faculty, staff, students of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. First, from your sisters and brothers at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church in the Bronx, New York. Also from the saints of the Atlantic District of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, and from your sisters and brothers at Concordia College in Selma, Alabama, where as the chairman of that Board of Regents, I extend to you our great thanks for the partnership that we enjoy as we go out into all the world sharing the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is truly an honor for me to have been invited here today to preach in this very sacred space, even though I cannot say that I've been here before. Having been graduated from the other seminary, it's interesting that I've been on that campus a very long time and never invited to preach. Well, looks like I've got a new home here. It is great to see so many familiar faces, great to see the faces of God's people in this place, as we're gathered together to receive God's gifts in Jesus Christ. Certainly, it is He who has called us, He who brings us together by His Holy Spirit, He who calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies us in the one true faith, directing us to the one who offered up his life for us, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. It is he who desires this exclusive relationship with us, so that if God had a Facebook page, his relationship status would be in a relationship. There is no mystery about it. One who offered up his life by shedding his innocent blood and offering up his perfect body after a life of perfect obedience to the law, desires a relationship with us. There on his holy cross, opening up his arms as a great doxology for the cosmos, he offers to us that which we could never get ourselves, the forgiveness of sin, life, and salvation. It is that exclusive relationship to which our Lord calls us that becomes our focus then today. It is our focus as we hear the words in Deuteronomy about those who dream dreams and those who do signs and wonders in our midst that might come true, but who direct us away from the exclusive relationship that our Lord desires with us. That relationship that he has initiated with us, the relationship that he graciously maintains with us through word and sacraments. There, as we hear this word in Deuteronomy, we are warned not to follow those who would have us follow others. Clearly, our Facebook page remains in a relationship. A relationship to which we have been called in the waters of our baptism, where there as you entered this holy chapel today and dipped your fingers in those waters along with Noah, along with Moses, along with all the prophets, along with the apostolic train and the noble band of martyrs, you placed that sign of salvation on your forehead that was made on you in your baptism, demonstrating to all what your face looks like, marked with the sign of the Holy Cross, sealed by the Holy Spirit forever. So that if people were to read the book of your face, if you will, they would see that sign that hangs here in this chapel, the sign of one who has been redeemed, not with gold or silver, but with holy and precious blood and the innocent suffering and death of our one Lord Jesus Christ. For as we recited this morning. You shall have no other gods. Cheating is not tolerated. Punished by death. A death which Jesus Christ took for us. There, on Calvary's holy mountain, extending his arms for the salvation of the world, he brings us into this relationship with the one who has brought us out of bondage, out of slavery, out of death, and into life. Dear sisters and brothers of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, our Lord has gathered us first around that font of salvation so that he could bring us to this holy altar where we receive his body and his blood for forgiveness, life, and salvation. There for the world to see with whom we are in a relationship. A relationship, a covenant of love. A love that will not let us go. A love that keeps us, a love that heals us, a love that strengthens us, and a love that continues to encourage us as we wait in diligent hope for the day of his return. The Facebook page then says, in a relationship. And as our heads were buried in books here just a few moments ago, we do so in order to gaze on the face of the one who shines on us and is gracious to us. The one who looks upon us with his favor and gives us his peace. The one who is our peace. The one who is our first love. The one who desires to be our exclusive love, the one who calls us to a banqueting table where the banner over us all is love, so that forgiven our sin, we may grow in that beautiful relationship with the one who calls us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Dear sisters and brothers in Jesus, as you're called to hear that word, receive that word. And as you receive that word, share that word of love with others. Let it show on your face. Because in many senses, our society doesn't like reading very much. And your face might be the only book they'll ever read. If they click on your page, then, let those who dream dreams and try to trick you see where your commitments truly are. In a relationship, blood-bought, purchased with scars, claimed by the blood of the Lamb who was slain, who has begun his reign. For those dreamers of dreams offer words that trick, words that deceive, ways that lead to death. But hallelujah, we sing, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Let that loving word keep you in that relationship today as you wait in hope for the day of his return and as you share his face and grow in that relationship as you go into all the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.